Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears up and running with you here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, June the 2nd, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. First Friday in the month of June, and I think right now I'm staring at an empty studio. Now, I think we are going to be joined momentarily by some of our panel here tonight. Just a little running late tonight. You know, it was a hot day today, over 90 degrees. So if anybody's out there listening and wants to give me a buzz here, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Because right now, I'm sitting here alone. But trust me, the panel will show up. They are diligent in their ability to show up. 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, I just got here by the skin of my teeth tonight myself. So it's been one of those days. It's been one of those Fridays. I think it's the heat. All right. Again, 740-383-9944. Hopefully you had a beautiful day today, enjoying this nice weather that we've had. And all that goes with that in the month of June. Can you believe we're in the month of June already? 19 days until summer. 19 days and summer will be here. June 21st. Although, I do have a problem with the whole June 21st thing. Because I believe that these solstices and... are they solstices and equinoxes? I believe that they should not be moved off the 21sts of the month. Now, the first day of summer is supposed to be June 21st. The first day of autumn, I believe, is September 21st. The first day of winter is December 21st. And the first day of spring is March 21st. But you'll always get some crazy meteorologist right around that time who will tell you that it's not on the 21st. They'll tell you it's the 20th or the 22nd, and they'll tell you that the time is here or there, or, you know, it really is just an annoying thing, to be honest with you. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, as far as that goes. And you just have to deal with those meteorologists, I guess. We don't have a meteorologist here at the station. Uh-oh. I think I heard Barbara there. Let's see if Barbara's ready to go tonight.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Well, you know, I've got Barbara here tonight. Barbara and I could do this show. Since I'm a little light in my loafers here tonight as far as the panel in the studio goes. But I think they'll be showing up. I hope nobody's dead. That's what I hope. Because I know two of them were en route to the studio. So we shall see, I guess as they say, if they show up. Now where are we at here? 20 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of June. Well, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What went on today? Well, we did a lot of Family Feud today, I'll say that. We had a lot of fun with the Family Feud. We played Family Feud like nobody's business today. And we gave away a lot of prizes. We gave away a large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. That went to Judy Smith. We gave away two tickets to the African Safari. I believe Mary won those. And we gave away a $10 gift card to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie, and I believe Charlene won those. And I thank everybody who played along today and had fun. Now, I don't know if our friend Lee is out there listening or our friend Sarah, but it was good to hear from Sarah again. Well, we heard from both of them again this morning, the last 2 days. We heard from both Sarah and Lee. I see. That is so interesting to me. All this time that I've known both of them, I've never put their name together, Sarah Lee. You know, I could go for some Sarah Lee right now. So if Sarah or Lee is out there listening right now, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Always good to know you're out there. And I know that they both have went through some rough times in the last couple months, but we always forge through. We get through, we come out on the other side, this too shall pass, and here we are doing a program tonight. And today, well, this week, we did some Family Feud along the week. Well, I should plug this. Our 9th anniversary is coming up this coming week. Our big 9th anniversary special will be on Thursday night from 7:15 until 9 p.m. We'll gather the whole group here. Faces from WGH past, present, and maybe future. You never know. Oh, thank goodness somebody's out there listening to us. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm in the empty nest right now. I'll talk about just about anything.
I'm surprised you're not bugging Opal.
Oh, well, have you enjoyed? We haven't talked in a while. Have you enjoyed the Opal trilogy here on the Friday Night Show?
I haven't always been tuning in. I'm going to be real honest with you.
Well, that's okay. I appreciate honesty. Now, the few times that you've heard her, what have you thought?
Well, that song, that was kind of cute.
Oh, did you like the cat song, or did you
I think it's called the cat, the Miss Molly, where did Dolly go, or something.
Yes. Now, did you know that Sean and Matt and I went up to Toledo and met with old Opal?
You did?
Yes, she wore the American flag. She had an American flag dress, and I interviewed her down at the...
You went all the way to Toledo to bug that old lady?
Well, no, I went to Toledo for other things, but she just happened to be there.
I'm like, wow, you must have really loved the cat song.
No, she's entertaining, I'll tell you that. She's got a following up there in Toledo.
Yeah, I guess, you know, some people find her entertaining, so as long as they're cool for it.
Now, what did you make of the Family Feud today? Now, we had a lot of good questions, good answers.
Well, the bus is always slammed on the first of the month, people getting their checks and whatnot. So, we were very, very busy. But when I could tune in, you know, and hear, I always hate it when, like, there's that one answer that we get stuck on, and then I get busy, and I don't hear it, and you're like, okay, go on to the next category. I always want to call in, like, no, what was that answer?
Well, is there one that sticks with? I don't have
the
it.
The hair. What was the final hair one?
The hair one.
That was today or yesterday.
Oh, hairball.
Hairball.
Took us forever to get. One person has arrived in the studio now. Thank God. One of them. He'll join us here in a moment. But you've been with us for how many years now, Sarah?
A lot.
Okay. We're heading into our 9th anniversary this week. You're going to listen to that special, right?
I'm going to try.
Yeah. So, well, you don't try. You do. It's the 9th anniversary special.
Ooh, getting bossy, aren't we?
Well, we're going to bring the people from past back here. You won't even know who's going to show up.
Wow.
So, what are some of your favorite memories over the 9 years that we've been here? Can you imagine we've been here 9 years? I'm exhausted.
Well, I feel as though I need to pay a little bit better attention because I'm going to win a pizza or something one of these days based on the stuff that's happening right now. You'd think a one would pay better attention, but... Okay. The one where, you know how, like, you and I, we always, like, kid each other and laugh and everything?
Sure.
That's a regular.
Okay, it's just what we do. We were playing Family Feud, and the question was something about what are characteristics of a goldfish, and I said, I got to make sure to get every word right, because I know you can go to your archives and you'll dig this up, but I think my answer was something about, I was starting to get frustrated. I said, I don't know. All I know is that, like, their eyes bug out of their head, and they have orange skin. And he said something about the same could be said for some of our politicians. And I don't think I ever laughed that hard in my entire life.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, some mornings I'm awake when I'm doing this show.
I was like, no, he did not just say that. And then there was another, okay, who could forget the time? Probably everybody has forgotten it except for me, because I don't even know why I thought it was this funny. But the fruitcake, someone had dropped a fruitcake off to you guys or something, and you were doing the Christmas little get-together, like Christmas Eve or whatever it is, day before Christmas Eve, you know, where you guys all sit around and get sloshed.
Yeah, well, Christmas Eve morning, usually, yeah.
Yeah. And I I was driving the bus, and I'm listening to you guys, and Glenn Coble says, he's describing the fruitcake, and he says, it looks like a macaw threw up. And I don't know why I thought that was so funny, but I just died laughing.
Now, Glenn Coble is running for mayor now. Isn't that exciting? The man who thought that a fruitcake looked like a McCall threw up is now running for mayor. Can you imagine the heights that people who start out here at WGH go to? They go to mayoral candidates.
Yeah.
What other radio station has that? None.
Right.
Well, by the way, we have updates. Now, Sean has joined us in studio, and Matt fell asleep on the couch, so he's on his way.
I do love me some Sean. You know, I got a soft spot in my heart. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you okay?
I am doing a lot better than I was. I was in the hospital last week for 4 days.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
So you're better now?
I am a lot better, yeah.
Hey, just for the record, I went and visited him twice.
Was that a source of comfort, Sean?
I think it was. Yeah, he actually got me out of the hospital that day. He says, "Listen, you got to get him out of here."
So, Scott and I were just reminiscing about favorite memories of the station over the years. But I think the one that takes the cake, this has got to be the creme de la creme right here. Remember when Bob Austin called in and Charlie mocked him? No one could ever forget that.
That was on a Christmas Eve morning, too.
You
know why that was so funny? Because we were all...
Because it just was. Like, as a matter of fact, you got to dig that up, Scott, and play that either tonight or like next Friday night.
Yes, I'll try to find that, because here's the thing about that. You know, I actually thought about trying to find, because, you know, we've had a lot of great interviews and moments and national news and all that in 9 years, but I like those moments like the one you're just talking about, where we have had, you know, like LGBTQ. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's that one. So, the Bob Austin one was funny because...
Oh, hold on, let me just say this real quick or I'll forget. I know you don't like to be interrupted.
No, where does that come from? No, I just don't like...
Crosstalk, I think, is what you called it.
Yeah.
But, okay, and the other one, remember when Charlie made fun of, the swap shop and someone was like, Rob!
Yeah,
I've heard some bad ones before, but that one gets up and walks out of the room.
That one gets up and walks out. That takes the cake. Yeah. Well, no, why that was so fun was because it was one of the rare times, and I don't ever remember, because on Christmas Eve morning, when we do get sloshed around, which has become a tradition, it has been different groups over the years. A lot of times it was Marge Hazelett and me and Charlie and Terry Klein would come in, and it was. But that particular year, it was Sean and Terry and me and Charlie, and I think Terry Klein was pouring the drinks. And it was clear at one point that Charlie was drunk. It was just clear. I mean, and we knew it. We all knew it in the room. And I don't now, Sean was feeling pretty good that day. Terry got quiet, so I really don't know if his blood sugar dropped or what happened. But I was pretty straight. If you listen to the tape, you know, I'm pretty straight that day.
Oh, naturally.
Well, you have to be. And but it was clear Charlie was not. He forgot that he even had to be on another hour, if you listen to that tape. So, and it was okay, because his wife knew, and she picked him up, Jeannie, if you're out there listening, hope you're doing well. But, in any event, it was clear that he was feeling pretty good. I mean, he was really knocking those eggnogs back that morning. And I'd never really seen him do that. I'd seen him drink pretty good on Christmas Eve morning, but that day he was really pounding them. And when Bob Austin called in, I don't think Charlie on a sober day would have done that. And so that's why it was so hilarious when he imitated him, because it was, you don't know how Bob's going to take that. Now, good news is Bob took it well, but that could have turned out a whole different way.
I remember Bob made fun of me once because apparently I'm hard to understand over the radio or something. I'm like, well, that's pretty rich coming from you.
Well, you know, and God bless them both. Charlie's went on to his reward and Bob's went on to his reward. But the truth of the matter is, and I hate to say this, but Bob Austin was, oh gosh, how long did he listen and call in here?
Probably. He was faithful, like, throughout the years. I mean, he was one of your ones that... You could always count on him for a
call. Yeah, like probably 5 or 6 years that went on. And honest to God, in 5 or 6 years, I maybe understood 3 words.
Yeah, that's why when he had the audacity to make fun of me and how I sound, and that sort of gave me like a complex, like maybe I shouldn't call in. And then I thought, nah.
I'll tell you, I don't know if he's ever done it on the air, but Terry does a Bob Austin impression. Oh, my Lord.
That's hilarious.
You will fall down and hit your head. Now, Sean will attest to this because he's heard it. Terry doesn't have many talents. Now, he can get food all over his shirt, and he can lose buttons like nobody's business, and he can fall asleep while just sitting there. But Terry actually can mimic people's voices very, very close that you think it's them. Am I right about that, Sean?
Okay, so you put me on the spot. Turn about Stars Live. What would be your favorite, like, memory of either, like, you and I's conversations or just station history in general?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been here for all of it.
You're the big kahuna.
Yeah, the big
kahuna. Like, you run the show.
I'm the big kahuna. That's right.
Station.
Well,
I think if we make you mad enough, like, you'll remind us of that, too.
No. You know what it is? Listen, and this is the truth, and I'm gonna give a speech on Thursday night, so you'll have to tune in for that. You know, you could not do this alone. You cannot run a station for 9 years alone. You can't. Now, there are a lot of people who have helped me along the way. A lot of people. And Matt's here now, too.
Amen.
And there are. I mean, it's just, there's a whole group of people. But so you're asking me what my favorite moment is in general, or our favorite moment together?
Yeah, because you had to pick up, like, one or two of, like, your favorite, most memorable, like, the funniest things. Or
well, my favorite moment with... My favorite moment with you doesn't have anything to do... Well, you know what I do like about you, and I can't cite any example...
The fruitcake wars that we get into every winter.
Well, I like those, but I like any time you call in and say something straight, and I reply to it, and you laugh so hard that you can't finish the phone call. And those have happened a few times.
Yeah, now, well, I'm telling you, like, that was literally years ago, the goldfish thing, and I knew who you were referencing, and it was spot on, and I was just like... I cannot. You just come up with that stuff off the fly, and I'm like, how did he even? It was just hilarious.
Well, that's why that's why I'm the big kahuna.
Well, my work here is done. If there's room in the studio for Scott's ego and all of you, have a good show.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. Bye,
bye.
Bye, Sarah. All right. Matt Morgan has joined us now, straight off the couch. Matt, how you doing?
Good.
And Sean's here, and we're all... there was nobody when I came to the studio.
I know. I was running late myself. Don't feel bad.
So it was... and then there's one.
I actually wasn't going to even show up tonight, be honest with you. I was not feeling the best again today. But I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Now you're here for all the fun.
Yes.
All right. So phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. If there's anything on your mind, it was good to hear from Sarah and Lee earlier on this week. But we're having the big anniversary. Oh, here comes another call. Well, see, now we're hot to...
It's because I showed up.
Well, I don't know what it is, but we're getting the calls. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, old buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
What's new? What's new at the zoo?
Well, not a lot. I mean, we got a few animals in here. They're all the same, though, pretty much.
But what are you doing on this 90-degree day?
Well, I was sitting or listening to Sarah talk, and you were talking about your favorite moments during your 9-year period.
9 years coming up Thursday. Yeah, what's your favorite moment?
My favorite moment, and I don't know if anybody will agree with me, but it was when you interviewed Daddy Wags.
Oh, yeah, I had Daddy Wags in the studio. Yes.
Oh, I loved that one.
Yeah, he was here the whole morning. I think he was here, what, 2 or 3 hours?
Oh, yeah, I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember he came up, his wife had to drive him because he's got, I think, pretty bad diabetes. And but no, he came in and we sat here for 3 hours and had a great, great conversation.
Oh, yeah, that was just fantastic. I hadn't heard him on the radio since he was on QFM.
Well, you know what, they all come to me eventually.
You are the man.
That's right. You got Daddy Wags.
Geraldo.
Oh, Geraldo. That's one of my favorite moments. I love the Geraldo Journal. I love everything about that. That's one of my favorites.
You worked hard for that. You deserve that.
You know what's funny? People think that was a joke.
It could not have happened. For somebody who's listening who maybe doesn't understand what the Geraldo thing was all about, what happened was one day, you get deterred in life, and I was sitting here one day, and I thought, you know, honest to God, you got to have goals in life. And I'd had Phil Donahue on the show. I'd had Jerry Springer, Sally Jesse Raphael, Dick Cavett, a lot of great talk show hosts. I said, here's Geraldo. I found out he was living up in Cleveland. And I said, I've never had Geraldo on this show, and he's in my state. What's this all about? So I started a journal every day of trying to get Geraldo on the show. And people thought it was a joke. People thought that I really had him lined up already, that I didn't. I did not know. So it gets to be Christmas week, the week of Christmas, and we're about to run out of the journal. The journal's about dead. We're at like day 97. And I get a call. Most of the journal entries just say did not hear from Geraldo, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah, it was a fun thing. So we get to like Christmas week, and he ended up being on vacation from Fox News Christmas week, and I got a call. It was either the day before Christmas Eve or 2 days before, and she said, I can't guarantee it, but I think he's going to come on Christmas Eve morning. And I thought, Christmas Eve morning, that's perfect. That's the perfect day for this present. We built this up. And it ended up being exactly 100 days to the day that we started the Geraldo Journal. And I'll never forget, the payoff to this is beautiful. I didn't tell anybody. Sean was here that morning. He did not know Geraldo was coming on. I didn't tell the audience. I didn't tell anybody. Because, honestly, I didn't know if he was coming on or not. I thought, well, if he misses the call, that's going to be an awful 100 days and he doesn't call in. That's going to suck. So I didn't tell anybody. And I barely had... He just called in right before 12:15. And he just said, okay, Scott, I'm ready to go. So I put down the phone and I come back at 12:15. Now it's live radio. And I gave him the... I said, you know, after 100 days, we've been trying to get this man on. He's a legendary talk show host out of Cleveland. He's interviewed Al Capone, you know, the whole bit. And I said, and now, after 100 days of the Geraldo Journal, here he is, Geraldo Rivera. Hello, Geraldo. And I opened up the mic and he said, Scott, I've been trying to reach you for 100 days. Where you been? I thought, how perfect. It was the best.
Oh, yeah, that was good. But my favorite was Daddy Wags.
Daddy Wags, yeah.
God, I love listening to Daddy Wags.
Well, maybe we can drag him back up here at some point.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Phil Donahue's penthouse, that was a big moment.
Yeah, I remember when you guys went to Phil Donahue's penthouse.
Bill Cosby calling it. Nobody knew that was coming either, and that riled the people up all around America.
Yeah, I think I waited for 2 days. I think you teased that for at least 2 days before you put that on.
But I did not say it was Bill Cosby.
I know. You was like, yeah, well, we got a special guest, and he's coming on, and I was like, whoa, who is it? And I had to wait, and it drove me crazy.
Now, to be honest, he had only been out of prison about 2 weeks. What did you think when Bill Cosby's voice came on the line?
I was really surprised.
I think most people were stunned.
And I always liked Bill Cosby. I was watching him since he done Fat Albert.
Yeah, he was people have their own little feelings about Bill Cosby, but...
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got an opinion. We all know how that goes.
Well, I'm certainly glad you shared your favorite memories, and I'm glad you're still out there.
Oh, yeah, I check in every now and again.
All right, well, keep listening. You never know what's... Hey, Thursday night, you got to listen to the special, because it's going to...
Now that I know it's on, I will listen Thursday night.
Thursday night, 7 to 9, and if you get a chance, listen during this week, because we have... I'm not going to say anybody, but we have got some memorable guests coming up on the morning show this week to celebrate the 9th anniversary.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tune in the morning. You won't want to miss these guests.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, there you go. If you do nothing else in radio, promote. All right, well, again, anybody else can call in, 740-383-9944. I know we've got that devoted audience that has been there, a lot of them since day one. June 11th, 2014 is when we went on the air here. 740-383-9944 would be the number, and we've had a lot of fun. I wish we did have a special, though, of... moments that were, you know, goofy moments when things didn't go as they were supposed to go. But we had fun anyway. Now, you've been here the entire 9-year run. What's your favorite memory, Sean? Now lean into the mic. I know you haven't learned that yet.
Oh, I know. I do.
Lean into the mic.
No, I know. I'm.
You're doing a Terry lean there, right?
No, that was a Terry.
Yeah.
No, I was going to lean into the mic. I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of them.
A lot of stuff has happened here over 9 years.
I say probably when I fell through the porch.
Yeah, that was a hallmark moment in broadcasting right there.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
It sounds like
that.
And you'll be here Thursday for the big party.
I don't know.
No, you'll be here. And we have big surprise guests on Thursday. You know, people from the past may be here.
Oh, really?
Well, they might be.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. You got to listen Thursday night, 7 to 9.
Matt's going
to
be here.
Matt is, well, you're going to try, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
You don't want to miss the big anniversary party, because that's where we all, I mean, that's the big deal. That and the Christmas party, those are the big fun things.
Christmas party?
Oh, yeah, we have a Christmas party every year. We knock them dead every year. We have it on the air.
We bring us gifts.
Yeah, bring us gifts.
Yeah.
It's the 12 days of Christmas. No, we all sing, and none of us can sing, so it's very interesting. It's the WWGH choir, and we read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We read Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, and we share Christmas memories. It's a big, fun thing, and we eat pizza. It's Christmas. It's not Christmas without pizza around here.
Nice.
Yeah. So now, of the 3 weeks, or about a month now, you've been here. What's been your favorite moment?
Probably going up to interview Opal.
Opal Covey. Oh, yes. The legendary Opal Covey.
Other than that, I'm meeting Mary Ellen Withrow.
Oh, Mary Ellen. Oh, that's right. You were at the cookout on Monday. Well, I haven't talked to you since then. How did you like that?
It was nice. Real fun.
Where the food was good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. You didn't want to leave.
No, I had to go to work.
Sean, you had a good time at the cookout on Monday.
I did.
Mary Ellen's a wonderful lady.
She is.
Now, did you go to work that day, Matt, and tell everybody the fun you just had?
Yeah, because, I had to go to work, and then, my mom called me, and was like, where are you? Did you go to work? And I was like, yeah, why? And he was like, I just saw your picture on Facebook. I was like, yeah.
With Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
So what'd you make of Mary Ellen, our dear? Is it weird to go to a cookout and there's the 40th Treasury of the United States at the cookout?
Well, honestly, I only I only knew who she was because you had asked me about her, so I looked her up. So in all honesty, she's just a person to me. But my grandma was like, oh, you met Mary Ellen Withrow? That's pretty cool. And same thing with my Uncle Gary. He was like, yeah, she did some important things. And I was like, yeah.
Well, she was fun at the cookout.
Yeah, she's a really interesting person.
I think so. And we all got together and we had congregation. See, I don't like family cookouts. I like when you get a group of people together that aren't normally together. That's what I like.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, what I wanted to talk about tonight, did you know this is Pride Month? That this is the first ever Pride Month, June 2023.
I didn't know there was a Pride Month.
Well, there is now.
Oh.
You're in it.
Oh, really?
But apparently people got a problem with this. They don't like it being Pride Month.
What's the difference if it's Pride Month or if it's,
It's Donut Day. Today's National Donut Day.
And would they have, Cancer Day, whatever?
I think that's, yeah. Yeah, they do.
So what's the difference if they
cancer
have...
Cancer Month, I believe it's October. Yeah, cancer.
They have Breast Cancer Month. What's the difference if they have Pride Month?
Pride. Well, I think because it's tied into the LGBTQ, and there's a little bit of bad feeling toward that.
I don't have nothing against it.
Well, no, I'm not saying you do, but I'm saying I think there is a prejudice from people against that whole situation.
Well, people need to get over it.
So do you think there should be a Pride Month?
Yeah, why not?
You know, we could celebrate, it could be like Black History Month, in which we celebrate our, in Black History Month, we celebrate our African American people, inventors, celebrities, so on and so forth. Now, we could do that with the gay ones in this month, because we've had a lot of them. We've had gay presidents. We just don't.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not, listen, every time I say that Abraham Lincoln might have been gay, people don't like that. They get upset.
That's what they say.
Well, they do say that. There is some rumor that Abraham Lincoln might have been gay.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there was a rumor that they found his wife
was not,
you know, his wife
was not, well, she was his wife, but she was not,
she was like planted.
She was, what do you say? She was not very loved. I mean, they did have kids, so it's not like, I guess he wouldn't be a straight gay man. He would be more of a hitter for both teams, I guess.
Bisexual.
That's right. Abraham Lincoln was a bisexual. Put that. Civil War, bisexual. That's how you list that when you're looking at accomplishments. But that, yeah, that he might have went both ways.
There you go.
But people don't like that. That's, no. Don't say that about Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. It is what it is, I guess.
I mean, I don't understand why. Is that a knock? Matt, have we not gotten past the point where LGBTQ is not a knock?
Isn't there another letter on it now, too?
I don't really know.
I think we'll run out of the alphabet, ain't we?
Well, there's a lot of different things to be.
Yeah, there's like, what is it, B-A-Q?
Well, Matt, you're from a different generation. What do you think of Pride Month?
I don't know, what is it, Matt? Is there another...
Well, I don't really have much, like, many thoughts about it.
Are you upset, like people who just don't like that we're having a Pride Month?
I mean, I don't really see the point.
Do you think if Abraham Lincoln was possibly, you know, what do you say? I don't even know how you refer to that. Because I wouldn't say gay, I guess. Bisexual? Okay. That Abraham Lincoln was bisexual. If he was bisexual, would we be okay with it?
Would who be okay with it? Just like us? Like people?
People in general.
Yeah, people in general.
I mean, I think so.
Are you sure?
I mean, like, why not?
Because people don't like that. They want Abraham Lincoln to be a strong, tough man.
Abe Lincoln was tall. And, like...
He was tall.
Tall with a big hat on.
Abe Lincoln was... What's the word? Lanky. Tall and lanky.
I got something to say to you. Abraham Lincoln was a good old man.
That's enough.
Did Abraham Lincoln, is he one of the people who possibly had Marfan?
Had a what?
Marfan.
I don't even know what that is. Mm-hmm. What is that?
What is it?
Marfan.
Marfan, so, yes. He was a Marfan, yes.
What?
Marfan is a super rare disease in which, like, your bones are super flexible. And I don't know.
Oh, because he was so tall.
Yeah, so, like... You know how people can, like...
Well, he wasn't 8 foot. I mean, he was, like, 6'4".
Like, giant disease.
No, he didn't have giant disease, no.
Let me, like...
No, Andre the Giant had giant disease. No, but I feel bad for Abraham Lincoln that he might have been, you know...
In a
pinch.
Yeah.
He probably had to be in the closet all his life. You know, our president from Marion had some stories about closets.
Oh, yeah, he was with what's-her-face?
Nan Britton. Matter of fact, his child was conceived in a closet. So we know about closets here in Marion.
Yeah.
It just says people with Marfan syndrome are tall and thin with long arms, legs, fingers, and toes.
I like how he comes up with this stuff.
Like, it's... You're also, your bones are, like, super flexible. So, like, you know how people can, like, touch their finger to, like, here?
Oh, yeah.
Except they could just, like... Lay their finger flat against their...
I hate when people can do that. It's unnatural,
but, like, it's a disease.
So do you think Abraham Lincoln was a pinch hitter?
Do I think?
A pinch hitter.
I don't know. Like, I've never, like, heard of that until, like, today, so...
Oh,
it's a thing. You'll have to Google that tonight.
Yeah, it's actually, it's been going out for, like, many years now.
But a lot of our people like that. You know, Thomas Jefferson, we ended up finding out that he had a little...
On the side
with a slave.
Yeah.
Sally Hemings.
Yeah.
Does that really diminish them, though?
No.
I mean, that was what was going on at the times.
I think sometimes people just make mountains out of molehills.
Yeah, I say let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
As far as people celebrating crap, I don't care what they celebrate. I mean, it don't affect me.
But if people get angry, they don't like... Well, remember when the White House was highlighted, like a rainbow? Boy, people didn't like that.
Oh, I know. Problems with it. I think it's because the people think they're shoving it down in people's throat. And I think that's part of the problem. Is people think it's people shoving it down people's throat.
Well, don't we shove people's stuff down everybody's throat all the time?
I know.
What's the difference?
I know. And I think it was crossing the line to lighten up the White House that colors. I think that was crossing the line a little.
Now, why is that crossing the line?
I mean, I just think, because not the whole nation's not... what is it again? LBQ? AJ? Or whatever?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Is lighting up the White House in representation of the whole nation? Well, I think the White House makes a lot of decisions that the whole nation doesn't agree with.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Matt? I mean, you think it was crossing the line? I think it was crossing the line.
I mean, I think if it was or it wasn't, it doesn't necessarily matter. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Well, how does this... I think they were celebrating the fact that gay marriage was made legal by the Supreme Court. So, I mean, there was a reason.
Why didn't they light up the Capitol that way?
I don't know.
You think they would have... Because it came from the Capitol, not the...
No, it came from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but isn't it where the Capitol is?
Well, they're all in Washington, but the Supreme Court is where it came from.
But the Supreme Court is in the Capitol.
No, the Supreme Court is in the Supreme Court building.
Courthouse. Yeah, right beside the courthouse, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it right beside the...
Well, they're all right there together, but I guess I'm... Why would you light up the Capitol?
I don't know. Or courthouse, that's what I meant, not the Capitol, I mean.
Well, they just made a decision. I think the White House, the president at the time, Obama, was recognized.
I mean, really, I guess it doesn't really matter, I guess. Because, like I said, I don't care what they celebrate.
I bet if Abraham Lincoln would have been there, he'd have lit it up. That's all I'm saying. Listen, Google it. This is not breaking news here. This ain't CNN. 740-383-9944.
Oh, yes, yours, if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you have any other... a real broadcasting moment, not falling through the porch. What's a real favorite broadcasting moment of the 90s
that
here?
That scarred me for life.
Well, that's...
Adam Lip. At least like he had a ball suit on him.
He cared. I remember he's very...
He did care. He cried. But,
I don't know if he cried, but he was worried.
No, he was worried. No, but it actually hurt. I mean, it's his old porch. It wasn't his fault.
But we're talking about the 9 years of brilliant broadcasting that have been through here.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what a good one is. Who knows? There's like so many of them.
But is there one that just stands out?
I don't know. Jeez.
We've had people announce they were running for president on this station.
Goes nowhere.
Well, I don't know. Listen, there's a lot of people who've announced they've run for president and didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, but that was a little cheesy, if you ask me. I mean...
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was great.
No, but I mean, yeah,
people are still talking about it. It's still on the Snapchat.
Yeah, but it never went anywhere. That's the problem.
They never went anywhere. Go somewhere. When you are still,
it never went any higher than the local here in Marion.
Oh yes, it did.
No.
Oh yes, that story went national.
Yeah, but he never made it. He never went anywhere further. He never took it any further to the further step. Like he dropped out.
Well, I mean, a lot of people drop out.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have ever dropped out like that, making the national headlines like that.
Well, I think a lot of people, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money.
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Maybe I'll run for president, then I'll drop out.
Well,
I'll say I don't have the money.
Well, I think the point...
I think if you realize you can't garner enough support, you have to either, one, cut it off because it's just a money pit, or two... you have to have like a reason to run. So if he genuinely thought that he didn't have a chance of winning, it was in his best interest to just drop out because it's just a money pit.
First of all, you got to know the time of that. And people who don't understand the time frame of that, maybe you should. He announced that in July of 2015. That is the month after Donald Trump had announced. Now Donald Trump was thought of as a joke at the time, and Hillary Clinton was kind of not seen. You know, we had never had a woman president, and I guess Hillary Clinton was a big failure too. You'd say, because she never went any further than the position she was in.
Yeah, but look what the offices she hold though, over. So
right, but she's not president.
But there's a difference.
She ran
though.
For president twice, yeah. And didn't win either time.
Yeah, but she went all the way through. She didn't drop out.
Bernie Sanders never ran. He had to drop out both times.
Yeah, but he went further than the average person does. He didn't just drop out. That's like after he announced, he stayed in for a long time.
But Ted was in for a while.
Not very long.
A while. I think until he realized that Donald Trump was sopping up all the money in Ohio and There wasn't much to go with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the platform that he was running off of, it was pretty...
Listen, all I know is...
God bless him that he was trying to run, but I think he should have had his ducks in a row before you start running.
Well, I think you don't know if people are going to line up to give you money, and you've got to announce for them to give you money.
Right, but I'm just saying that before you start running, you have to have all your stuff in the row before you see. I'm gonna run for president. Like you gotta like.
Well, clearly the national media thought it was important, and that's what I gauge it by. Now, if they thought it was a joke, I don't think they would have ran it. That ran all over the world, and to this day now is part of Ted's bio forever.
Which is great. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that I think he would have.
I think even having the guts to do it is important.
I think it would have went further if he would have had more backup.
We've never had an independent win, and I think it was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, he was independent.
So there you go.
Because he wasn't running from a Republican or Democrat.
So Matt, what do you think? Was it a failure or not, knowing what you know all these years later?
Didn't you tell me at work one day that his managers told the media that he didn't actually announce?
No, that was governor. That was a whole other can of worms. No. That was a whole other thing. What happened with the governor thing was Ted announced he was running for governor on my show, and the media, of course, picked up on it, ran it all over the state of Ohio, and then Ted's longtime girlfriend of like 20 years died, kind of unexpectedly, and he went into a horrible depression. Just a horrible... It was like the week after this had all happened. And they could not get a hold of Ted. So Channel 10... Now, remember, this is a big pants Channel 10, WBNS. The manager sent a note over to Channel 10 saying that he had been manipulated into running. If you had heard the interview, you'd know he's not manipulated. And Ted has come on since and said that he was not manipulated into that. And the reason he didn't run was because of his girlfriend dying. But they ran that story without ever talking to Ted and without ever talking to anybody. So, you know, there's their ethics.
Yeah, I think that was a little crappy.
Did they try to reach out?
No. To Ted? I don't know. I don't know if they
told me. Oh, I don't know about Ted. They never reach out to you.
No, but I don't even remember if they named me in that story. I to be honest with you, I don't know if they were even referring to me, because they never said anybody. They just said that somebody had manipulated
him. But it's kind of like your story, though.
Well, he did make the announcement with me, but how could I manipulate it? It was live.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. So, really, it was about you.
I don't know that it was. I really don't know.
I mean, it was your story, and you were sticking to it.
I don't make a story.
Well, not a story, but it was in your interview.
It was in my interview, but I did not know I didn't know he was going to do it that day. Matter of fact, if you listen to the interview, he comes out of left field and makes the announcement. I don't say, hey, Ted, do you have an announcement for us?
No, I didn't say you had a heads up that he's going to have an announcement. I'm just saying that the people that Channel 10 knew that it was your interview.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was my interview, but yeah. I don't know if his manager was saying that I manipulated him or that other people had manipulated
him. Oh, that I don't know either. I don't know. That Scott Anthony is kind of a little different.
So, that I don't know. But that was a memorable moment.
I think it'd be kind of hard to manipulate somebody into running for a public office.
Well, he has said it wasn't the case. I mean, Ted has come back and said that.
I mean, if you don't have the backup financial... of course, you know, Ted has the backup. He has the people, the support, but he just doesn't have the financial part of it, I think. Right?
Well, I've seen a lot of people run who are not Ted Williams who seem to have trouble getting people to help them.
What I'm saying, but he has the support, though. He has a lot of people to
back him up. Oh, I think Ted could win an office if he actually was able to get the support, the infrastructure. I think Ted could. I think he could have been governor. I really do. That was a bad...
Now, since he's a felon... Can he run for president?
Oh yeah! Right? Oh yeah!
Even when you're a felon.
Yep. You can be in prison and be a president.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow! I did not know that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
I thought you couldn't arrest the president.
Well, you can't. But if you're already in prison when you win, then.
Oh, our
federal government's that's kind of messed up though, because so if you apply for a job, okay, for the government, right, for a government job, they ask you if you have any kind of background, like any criminal background. So they're not going to hire you, but then you can run for president. Don't make sense.
Well, I think it does, because if you're being hired for a position, that's on the hiring to make the decision. You're leaving it up to the people. If the people don't know that you're in prison and still want to vote for you, hey, that's the people. People make the decision on who's going to be president.
Well, I don't know about that one.
What percentage of the population votes in the presidential election?
You know, it's been getting pretty close to 50%, which is good. It's sad that it's only 50%, but it's getting close to that.
Yeah, it's more of the higher-ups and the college electorate. I wish it would do away with those and have it just straight votes.
Well, the problem is then there would be no representation in little states. People wouldn't...
Well, I mean, Ohio, think about it. Right now, Ohio's not even a swing state right now going on.
But we could be.
Yeah, but right now we haven't been for years.
Well, we'll find out in the next election, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, have you noticed that? We've been swinging more to the Republicans.
For the last two. I mean, it's not like it's been a long time.
No, but I'm just saying, though.
Florida's been that way for the last two, too. Do we think they're no longer a swing state? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
They went two for Obama, and nobody said they were all Democrat.
I don't know. I mean, Ohio is more of a Republican anyway. I mean...
Well, it didn't used to be.
I mean, Marion is, definitely.
Marion. But, you know, that's also been in question. Well, you know what? We're already here at the break. We're going to be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
Fight for middle class in Marion and Mansfield and all over the state.
So no chance as you...
No interest. No chance.
No chance at all. Okay. Hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.